California regulators are meeting all this week, gathering evidence as they try to figure out who should pay for the shutdown of the San Onofre nuclear generating station. Calculating the bill and figuring out who pays will take a while, but Eric Anderson of KPBS says that process won't take nearly as long as it will to dismantle the nuclear facility.
San Onofre's iconic reactor containment buildings loom large beside busy Interstate 5 in northern San Diego County. Inside those dome-shaped buildings are the now famously faulty steam generators. The deteriorating equipment is the reason Southern California Edison shut the plant down in June.
No, 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 we don't want an accident.
No one welcomed that news more than nuclear power opponents. Ray Lutz is with the watchdog group Citizens Oversight. A sticker on his car window declares, "We shut down San Onofre."
It is shut down. All right. So that's a good, like, we won that one. But it is not over. Our battle's not over now because we have really more time ahead of us.
Possibly up to 60 years more. That's how much time federal officials give plant operators to decommission a reactor. The plant's majority owner, Southern California Edison, says they're developing a shutdown blueprint that should be ready by next summer. Federal regulators give them 2 years for that. Edison's Maureen Brown says the idea is to dismantle everything.
Removing the and disposing of the radioactive components and materials. And then longer term, we make sure we release the site for what's known as unrestricted use, which involves, you know, reducing any residual radioactivity.
The utility has three options. Decon, which is immediately dismantling the facility. Safe store, which involves letting the plant sit untouched for a period of time until radioactive levels decay and then dismantle the facility. Or entomb, which is basically encasing all radioactive components. Option three has never been used. And Edison Vice President Stephen Pickett hinted during a state Senate hearing back in August that safe store might make the most sense.
Now that we're focused on decommissioning, our job here is to get that done in the manner most cost-effective to our customers. So we are now engaged in the process of studying whether or not it would be most cost-effective to leave the plant in a shutdown condition for some period.
Pickett told lawmakers that cost is critical because the process is not going to be cheap.
The decommissioning estimate that we're currently operating to is about $4.1 billion. As I said, that assumes many things that may be the most expensive course of action, and it's important now to determine whether that is the best way to proceed or not.
The utility has much of the money needed for the project in a ratepayer-financed trust fund. But Citizen Oversight's Ray Lutz says there's a lot of queasiness about what the money will be spent on.
We have several billions of dollars in this big trust fund, which is managed by a corporate entity. And they've got this rigged up so that there's very little oversight available for the public to follow the money as it gets spent.
Lutz is also concerned about the spent fuel rods. When the plant was commissioned decades ago, federal officials promised to have a high-level radioactive waste repository. The only proposed facility at Nevada's Yucca Mountain has never been approved, so fuel rods remain where they were used.
All of the fuel around the country in the 104 nuclear plants are either in the fuel pools or in these dry casks, and most of it is in the fuel pools at this point.
Fuel pools are concrete and steel-lined tanks that constantly circulate chilled water to keep the fuel from igniting. When the radioactivity decays enough, the rods can be encased in concrete and steel casks. Lutz says he wants to make sure that is properly monitored so the public's safety is never at risk. That job falls on the shoulders of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Spokesman Victor Drick says his agency will monitor the transition.
The NRC will be there to observe some of the activities and conduct inspections and ensure that the site that is left behind, however whatever route the licensee chooses to go, will be a safe one.
And the NRC will be kept busy there for some time. A quick dismantling of the reactors and nearby facilities could take 10 to 12 years. Plant operators could decide to wait 20 to 30 years before they even start tearing down those iconic concrete domes. And there is no plan to move the spent fuel rods, which could be stored at the site indefinitely. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.